Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
When you go to see your doctor, are you ever intimidated to talk about sexual issues? And I don't only mean sexually transmitted infections, but maybe low libido or lack of sex with your partner or lack of desire or any of these things. Well, maybe you shouldn't be so intimidated today. We're talking to Dr. Gracie Blodgett. She's a sexologist and she has a neat accent. We always love the English accents here on Radio MD. So Gracie, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about what a sexologist is.
Well, basically, I look at the sexual capacity. That's what a patient can do, actually physically do. Then I look at his or her motivation, the sexual motivation, what she wants to do. And then I look at the performance, what the person actually does, and most of all, how that patient feels about what they're doing. And obviously, then I make sure there's no invasive activities that impede on some other person. But what it is basically I talk, and I try and find some behaviors that I want them to lose and perhaps pick other behaviors that I want them to pick up. So we're just eliminating those not-so-comfortable behaviors and bringing in new behaviors. So there's a lot of success within the sexology field, but it's relatively new, let's say about 30 years, in comparison to other disciplines.
Well, and people don't always want to discuss these kinds of issues. They're embarrassed. You know, it's one thing to discuss, I've got itching down there, or these kinds of things, because those seem more medical. But when you're talking about intimacy issues and or, you know, getting into the whole sex thing, people don't want to discuss that. Do you think that the physicians and the internists and healthcare providers in this country are prepared to discuss these things and have answers for people?
No. I'm sorry to say that I don't. And that's been one of my things for the past, 40 years. When I first came to America, went to Salt Lake City, which I found to be quite a conservative state.
Of course it is, yes.
Yeah, so I shouldn't have judged everywhere by Salt Lake City. But the physicians and the nurses, we were in a post-intensive care unit where they should be teaching patients about having sex after a heart attack. There was none of that teaching going on. And over the years since then, I've watched what they do, all the questions they ask of me, but won't do anything to help the patients. So a few years ago, I did a survey and looked at all the studies that had been done, and this is over the past 10 years, and I found that there's a wide variation in quantity and quality of the physician and nurse education in sexuality.
Well, I think if you had arrived in Vegas, you might have gotten a different answer, right? Or in Hollywood,
right. Well,
you know, then
you might
have gotten a different answer.
Yeah, you're right. But that's the surface population there. But the nurses at the hospitals and the physicians in their offices hesitate because it's not willful hesitation. They are very nervous. They get very anxious, and they just avoid the situation. And most schools of medicine, I looked at these surveys, but most schools of medicine, they only get 3 to 10 hours of sexual education in their whole four-year program.
That's amazing, isn't it? You know what? And I used to find out that physicians and practitioners got no exercise information and exercise physiology. They didn't get the physiology of exercise, and so it astounded me at the profound effects in sexual health. The same, people are embarrassed. I am not embarrassed. There's nothing that you could embarrass me to talk about. So how do you work with couples?
Sure.
How do you work with couples that are having issues?
Well, so far as the issues are concerned, as an exercise physiologist, listen to me. I'm listening to you, exercise physiologist. As a sexologist, I really, really spend a lot of time getting them feeling comfortable about discussing sex. It really is an issue. I even take about 2 sessions getting them used to the fact that we can talk sexually and we can get down to the grassroots levels. And from then on, I give them, it's not a haphazard approach. It's a consistent approach that learning about human sexuality is part of the process. And so I give them the anatomy and physiology, but I try to weave it in with the conversation. I don't pull out charts and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. It's just a conversation like you and I are having. But the biggest
do you find that men have more of a trouble discussing this? Because I'm going to have you come here to Chicago and work with my husband, because he's one of those guys who doesn't like to talk about issues.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I could help your husband and help you out.
There you go.
but it's a basic case of establishing a rapport and asking them to not let their negative issues they have interfere with that discussion, because they really are still embarrassed even after a long time. But what I do ask them to do is to evaluate their own comfort level, to ask themselves questions about their own sexuality. And some people have never even looked at their vagina. Some women have never even looked at their vagina. And there's a lot to be learned for them from just doing that. But I really ask them to get comfortable with their sexuality before I start and ask them questions that might be somewhat embarrassing to them. What I do is I give them homework. There's a lot of homework in sexology, and I give them activities to do at home in the quiet of their own home, and with or without their partner. Their partners, when women come, are often quite hesitant to come. So my whole approach is really, let's sit down and talk person to person about this, that I'm never embarrassed by anything. I'm like you.
No, we're not. Now tell us what role, because we're almost out of time here,
Gracie,
but tell us what role masturbation plays in what you do and part of that homework. And as you say, getting to know your vagina, getting to know your own bodies, like they told us in, what was the movie, Fried Green Tomatoes.
Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yeah, she had
great,
every, you say tomato, I say tomato. So
yeah.
What role does something like masturbation play as a tool to help you get to know your body and what you like?
It's a wonderful tool for people that that have difficulty becoming aroused. Sexual desire is the main issue in women, a lack of sexual desire, and I encourage masturbation. But you'd be surprised how many people have never masturbated. It's still a big taboo. And while it's seen on television and talked about on television, the general population, women especially, hesitate to even touch, and they say, always down there. And so I really, really encourage them to do that. But first of all, I give them references, you know, the Betty Dodson method. I don't know if you've heard of Betty Dodson.
But we only have less than a minute left. So give us your best advice for reconnecting with our sexual selves and discussing these things with our healthcare provider if needed.
Well, I would say, first of all, know thyself. Feel comfortable with yourself. Learn about your process that's going on, what you think it is. Just look at those signs and symptoms. And while the internet has a lot of not so good information, there are great articles and studies out there, and that might frighten them sometimes. They say, I don't want to actually do so much with that. I don't want to look at research. But get them the basic stuff that is written, and there's plenty out there, and I could give you some of those references.
And we can always get those from you and put the link on Radio MD, because it's so important. And as she says, as Gracie says, get to know yourself. And if you have issues, you can discuss it. There are people such as her out there, sexologists. So look for help if you need it. This is Melanie Cole. Have a great day and stay well.